What's up, everybody? Kyle, the intern here, and welcome back to the John DiBella podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, 2019, and we have a great podcast for you guys today. First, we go into some tattoo talk of one lady who body modifications went crazy. Next, we have the celebration of sax for a good part of the show today. After that, we have song stories from Def Leppard. Pringles has a new weird flavor of chips, so make sure you find out what that's all about. After that, we have an interview with the one and only Carl Palmer. And finally, we wrap up with an interesting take on a possible dance show overseas. And that's all for the show notes, so make sure you enjoy today's daily podcast.
No, you don't have any tattoos, right, Dave? No, I'm sorry. There you go.
Nay.
Nay, and neither did you, right? This is a, as far as I know, this is a tattoo-less show.
Yes.
Right?
Pristine.
Taylor doesn't have any.
Turn What's my that? Mic on.
What?
There we go.
I think you had me on. You turned Dave on. It turned me off.
Really?
Two out of three ain't bad.
Right. We're fine. It's a new studio.
I don't have a tattoo.
You don't have a tattoo.
Tattoo-less.
All,
yes. Right.
All of us are. Even our intern.
I believe, look, tattoos are fine. I don't mind the, you know, a person with the odd tattoo. My son is seriously over-tattooed. I believe that these people who have, like, all of these tattoos everywhere is like, I'm sorry, that's not art. That's an addiction.
Sure.
All right? There comes a point where a tattoo becomes an
it's
addiction.
It's a vice, yeah.
And I think I found the most addicted tattoo person in the world.
Oh, yeah?
All right? An Australian Instagram model, okay, tattoos all over herself, was blinded for nearly a month after getting a tattoo on her eyeball.
Did she run out of space?
On her eyeball. No, she had other spaces, right? Amber Luke, an Australian woman known for extreme body modifications, recently had the whites of her eyes tattooed blue.
Oh, imagine laying there for that. Do they put you out at least?
I hope so. She has more than 200 tattoos and claims to have spent more than $25,000 on body modifications since the age of 16.
Wow.
Could have bought a car.
The John DiBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
You know, we run a lot of contests, a lot of games with the listeners. We don't get to play many ourselves this morning. So seeing that, Dave, whenever I have some sort of musical challenge, I usually turn to you.
Uh-huh.
But today I'm going to turn to Steve because today is National Saxophone Day.
Oh, good.
All right,
yes,
Adolf Sax, I'm sorry. Adolf Sax invented the saxophone on this date some time back.
Okay.
Many years ago, when Grover Washington Jr. was still alive and we were broadcasting from 19th and Walnut Street, we had group sax, right? And we had
sounds fun.
We had Grover Washington Jr. and any listener who had a saxophone and could play it, and we had them all show up in Rittenhouse Square in the park, right, and play the My Three Sons theme. Right?
And it was hoping for Careless Whisper.
It was like 30. Careless Whisper wasn't out yet.
Oh, pardon me. Forgetting my history.
Right, well, seeing that, you know that. Yeah. I mean, you know Careless Whisper, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see how good you are at sax.
Oh,
okay? I've got 9 sax songs here that I've glued together, sax parts from 9 songs. Can you tell me, If you get 6 out of 9, right, I will declare you a massive winner.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here goes.
Okay. Who could it be now? I know that song. Oh, man.
I was waiting for that one.
So, Pink Floyd Money. Rosalita was in there. Oh, man, they move so fast.
Oh,
and
nice
this is
ending.
Why this is why Weston's our boss is terrible at our games that we play, because
right,
they move too quick.
They move too quick.
Yeah. All right, so Careless Whisper.
All right.
Rosalita.
No.
It wasn't in there. What,
no,
was
no,
that
no.
Bruce song? I mean, you started doing the sax to it also.
Right.
Who Can It Be Now?
Yeah, that's very good.
Thank you.
That's
I love
to
work. Money.
Money is in
Pink
it.
Floyd.
Yep.
That was after the Bruce song, which I can't think
of. Come on, you got to know the Bruce song.
You got to know the Bruce song.
Come on.
Is it Born to Run?
Yes.
Okay,
Born to Run. All right.
Give it to me one more. Can we do it one more time?
Yeah, here you go.
Go ahead. It's quick. So sexy.
Who Can It Be Now?
Right. Here comes the song.
We play it. Play this. Oh, man. I can't think of the. That's. Hold on. That's Walking the Wild Side?
Walking the Wild Side. Yeah.
Right, did I get five or did I get six? I got five.
You got Careless Whisper. You got Who Can It Be Now?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You didn't really get anything else until Walking the Wild Side. Oh, Money. You got Money. And Walking the Wild
Side.
Right? No, you didn't.
Born to Run. Neither of you said it. I got it.
He did. It's true. We didn't say it.
But that was only five.
Damn.
Right?
I gotta work on your Saxon.
I guess I do. I gotta work on my sax.
Yeah. All right.
I'll practice at home.
Well, you know, I'm not sure. You want to take a shot at this?
I'm not gonna do any better.
That sounds like a no. Well, let's see if anybody else can take a shot
please,
at it.
All right? Call us up.
We'll give you another sax shot coming up at 6:50 and see if anybody could. Tell you what, I'll take one of those pair of Steely Dan tickets and give it to somebody if they can get it.
All right, cool.
Cindy Graham is here. Could you guess? Can you figure out any of those songs I was playing, those sax songs?
No, I got like two or three of them.
Yeah, and one of them being Careless Whisper.
Yeah, and then Baker Street.
And then Baker Street.
That's all the one I couldn't think of.
Well, you know what? I mean, think about it. You named five of the 10 songs that are in there. So that's giving people a leg up. I'm telling you, if you could do six, all right, I will give you a pair of Steely Dan tickets. So you hear it one more time. There's one. Two, three, four, five. So there they all are. The number here in the studio, 215-263. WMGK. Identify six of them, and I'll give you a pair of Steely Dan tickets for their show on Friday night, where they're doing Gaucho in its entirety, plus other hits. All right, so 215-263 WMGK. It's Adolf Sax's birthday, so it's National Saxophone Day, and we put together all these saxophone clips, and let's see if any. I thought one of you guys would be able to do this, but Dave already gave up, and Steve, you got five out of the 10.
Yeah, it moves so fast that when I'm trying to piece together the rest of what you hear, you run out of time.
Now, should we do this way, that we'll go to the phone, and as long as they keep giving us correct answers, right, we'll keep talking to that person. Once they get a wrong one, we move on to the next person.
Sounds fair.
Sounds fair?
Yeah.
I think
so. Steve's puzzled.
Well,
here's the clip. Think about it. You know, it's so easy for me because, well, I know what they are. But let's get to the phone this morning and see what we have here. We'll start out this morning with Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Do a different bed than the one you hit, John. I clicked all
Pardon us,
smell.
Tom. We're getting our sax bed.
Jamie's crying is the bed you went to hit.
Oh, God. Why is Jamie's crying in there?
Because I was moving a song when you clicked the screen, meaning you took what I had clicked and put it there.
All right. So, Tom, all right, give me the songs.
Carol's Whisper, Who Can It Be Now, Rockin' in the USA.
All right, you're done.
Nope.
Wow. I'm sorry, sir, but
you came out of nowhere.
Get the buzzer over to Charles. Charles, give me a six of those songs.
All right. Who Can It Be Now? Careless Whisper.
Give me that one again.
Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper. Whisper? Okay, all right. Your phone was crapping up.
Born and Run. Baker Street, Money, Young American, and Walking on the Wild Side.
Pretty impressive.
That was seven, very, very
right?
impressive.
That was seven.
Way to go.
Ow.
Dude, you've got Steely Dan tickets.
Nice.
Yeah, they are all yours, sir. And so everybody knows, Careless Whisper, Who Can It Be Now, On the Dark Side, Young Americans, Old Time Rock and Roll, Baker Street, Born to Run, Urgent, Money, and Walk on the Wild Side. You, my man, get to see Steely Dan. And that means we've got three more pair of tickets to hand out. When you hear a Steely Dan song, be one of the first three people on the phone. And the tickets are coming your way. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
One of the classic cuts of the late 80s has got to be Def Leppard and Pour Some Sugar on Me. I mean, it describes the late 80s in the best way. Well, it might have never happened if Def Leppard producer Mutt Lange hadn't overheard Joe Elliott singing this song, right, in a hallway. Right, guitarist Phil Collin will explain it all.
Joe was sitting in a corridor. We'd finished all the songs, and we were just finishing the album up. And Joe's going, "Pour some sugar on me." And Mutt goes, "What's that?" He said, "Oh, I don't know." And Mutt said, "You know what? I think this is actually going to be the most important song on the record. So we really need to record this." And we'd got the hang of it then. It was the quickest song on the record. And it had all the stuff. You know, it was sexy. It just had all the right ingredients.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Pringles has, over the past few seasons, gotten into Thanksgiving in a big way because everybody wants a potato chip that tastes like something else. Mm-hmm. Right? And Pringles is so hot on that idea. They do it all year long, but when Thanksgiving comes along, I think this is where they started doing it. Right? They always come up with a Thanksgiving chip, and this year, the Thanksgiving chip is turducken.
Oh, wow. That's ambitious.
Yeah, that's very ambitious.
3-in-1.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you don't know what a turducken is, it's when you cook a chicken inside a duck inside a turkey. I would just like to be there for when they try to put the chicken inside the duck inside the turkey, right? So they decided that they would create a Pringles that was turkey, duck, and chicken flavored.
How did it work out? Is it on the market yet?
The only way you can get it, as of noon tomorrow at the KelloggsStore.com, you can get it. And it comes as a kit. It comes with their Friendsgiving Feast Traducken kit, which also comes with chips that taste like cranberry sauce, stuffing, and pumpkin pie.
Okay. Now I might check that out if that's involved.
I want to be mad at them, and I'm not. I'm interested.
I like things that taste like themselves. I want chips that taste like chips. I want pretzels that taste like pretzels. I want turkeys that taste like turkeys.
Well, I'm with you. The older I get, the more of a purist I become.
Yeah, I gave up flavored whiskey
a couple years ago, and I'm never going back.
Well, that's growing up. That's learning how to drink. For those of you who drink Fireballs, right, you don't have any.
Our intern's scowling right now.
Yeah,
You'll learn.
You'll learn, right? Real men drink brown drinks that don't have flavors. All right?
Don't worry, Kyle. I don't drink Fireball, but have at it. Do your binge drinking on the weekend with Fireball, and I'm not going to criticize you over here.
I am.
I'll do my binge drinking with Buffalo Trace.
Right, that's it.
I'm like a man.
Big radio Monday. Right,
me, Blanton's, and if I'm in the mood, Booker's, but that's it. I'm done. Right? Maybe the odd Belvedere. All right? They all taste like booze.
Yes, indeed. They get the job done.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and Lucky Man. Hopefully you were one of the lucky people who got those Steely Dan tickets. Those tickets are gone, but tomorrow you're going to have a shot at the last pair of Elton John tickets in Philadelphia. This Saturday, it's more than just a concert. There's a lot going on, but it all starts with Carl Palmer's Legacy. They will be performing Saturday at the 2300 Arena. Tickets are available through 2300arena.com. So if I'm telling you this, that must mean that Carl Palmer is on the phone. Hey, Carl.
Hello, John DeBello. John DeBello. How are you, John?
I am fine. Yourself, sir?
Yeah, fantastic. I can't believe it. Twice in 1 year we've spoken now. What's this? People are going to start talking, John. We've got to be careful.
Listen, before we even talk about this concert, you also have Carl Palmer's Prog Rock Camp going on next week as well, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the 2300 Arena. There are master classes. We talked about this the last time you were in. How's that going? You got a lot of people showing up?
Yeah, no, it's going really well. I'm moving in on the Thursday night, going to set everything up because There's also an hour and a half of ELP playing in Chile that's never really been seen. Maybe a couple of sections of it, but no more than about 10, 15 minutes. So I've got the complete hour and a half. So people are going to see that on the Friday night. Paul and Simon are going to be doing some demonstrating playing and stuff. Derek Sheranin is all set up. Bumblefoot got the guitar stuff happening. Bruce Pilato is going to give a couple of talks on business and career moves. I don't know if I'll be listening to that, but you know.
So people can still sign up for this if they want to be in on the master classes and all that.
But I've got the pen ready. Where are they? Tell me where they are.
You can register for the camp at carlpalmer.com. It's that simple. Is this the only city you're doing this in?
Yeah, no, to tell you the truth, I wanted to do one first of all. I wanted to kick it off and just see, you know, how successful it would be, you know, how many people would like to come along, because this is a camp where you really do learn. You know, if you just want pictures, you know, with rock stars and things, well, don't bother coming because there's not many rock stars here, you know, it's not one of those. I want to get this one out the way, pick up the experience, see what we did right, see what we did wrong, see how we can improve it, and then charge more money next time.
Speaking of that 50th anniversary tour next year, this might be total bunk, but is there any truth to the rumors that you'll be out with holograms of Greg and Keith?
Well, I'll give you the upside on that. The Lake family and the Emerson family have okayed it if I want to do that. They very much would like to see that. I know Greg and Keith would like to have seen that technology put to use, because that would have been something that, you know, we never got to use, you know, well, we didn't need to use it. There's also a large company, I can't mention who it is, who want to put a tour together and don't want to use just holograms, want to use film, live film that was shot, which we can use and incorporate it within the show and play with a click track and things.
Speaking of stage work and film, I recently bumped into you guys doing Fanfare for the Common Man in an empty stadium in fur coats.
Yes.
What was that all about?
Well, the story is very, very simple, to be honest with you. We lived up in Montreal for about 6 months. We got to know the owners of the stadium and one of the leading sort of papers in the town. And we said, could we shoot in the winter and then play there and let the public come and see us in the summer? And they bought into it. So we did it.
But how difficult is it to play drums in the freezing cold in a fur coat?
Well, I tell you, it's really easy when you're miming, John.
Well, Carl Palmer's Prog Rock Camp continues. It's this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the 2300 Arena. If you want information about that, if you want to sign up for it, you go to carlpalmer.com. And, of course, on Saturday night, it's Carl Palmer's ELP Legacy performing at the 2300 Arena. And tickets are available through 2300arena.com. But I've got 6 spare tickets to give away right now for the Saturday night show. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Carl, it is always a pleasure. Sorry you couldn't stop by again, but we'll see you over the weekend.
Okay, thanks, John. Lovely to speak to you as always.
Take care.
See you, matey.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
There is, you know, we say this here in the States all the time about, you know, that whole World Wide Web thing, that WWW, when we used to use it, that means the world can see whatever it is you post.
Sure.
Well, you know, you're not, women are not allowed to dance in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The dancing is out. And Iranian women keep putting videos of themselves up on Iranian Facebook or wherever the hell they put it, of them dancing. And they're getting arrested and, you know, and thrown into jail which, you know, I'm not even going to go into it. But I thought, can you imagine what, so you think you can dance Iranian edition would be like?
Oh, I'd love to watch that.
All right. Well, it would be something like this. All right. Or like this.
Coming to TV. Get ready for the hottest competition ever. It's So You Think You Can Dance, Iranian edition.
All right, so you think you can dance?
Yes!
You are wrong. Guards, take her away. So, next contestant. Do you think you can dance?
I am a very good dancer, and I am going to do the cha-cha and...
Wrong! You cannot dance. Guards, get her out of my sight. So, do you think you can dance?
No, I do not.
You win!
Check your local listings. The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.